Hey,
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Hello, hello. How you doing? Thanks. We're back here this week. I hope y'all can hear me because last week the server fell out. And I apologize for that because, you know, I'm not computer literate. I can't even set time on the microwave. So I want to apologize to you all. Let you know that, hey, that I'm here. So first issue of tonight is that, hey, forgive me for saying this time to start this show, but I think all Illinois politicians, and especially Chicago politicians, need their ass whooped because it's not no way on earth that we should have a national hero in Chicago and we can't get no, she can't get no love. Shame on them. Shame on them because not a school, a monument, or even a street named after her. I'm talking about Dr. Mae Jemison, engineer, writer, and like in the words of Ralph Cramden, hey, she went to the moon. So, first black female, I don't understand. This person gave our community a lot of hope and inspiration. I guess that's too much like right, right? While the hobnob black politicians go along with the norm. 2006, Mayor Daley gave Puff Daddy the key to the city on October 13th and named it Puffy Day. In 2005, Kanye West was king for a day. When will it end, y'all? They do something not really special. But when Dr. Mae Jemison went to another galaxy and do what it takes for them not to acknowledge her, that's an atrocity, man. I really don't appreciate that. Because when will black people start understanding that we don't take white people for us to get recognition from them? If we're not an athlete or entertainer, it's like it's nothing that they give our children or nobody no hope for. So I'm kind of tired of that. And, you know, with Dr. Mae Jemison, she was a person that did it. To buck the odds and show you can do it with your mind instead of your body. That should give you hope. What I say about that is really atrocity, y'all, because ain't no way on earth. I mean, John Glenn, the right stuff, John Glenn, he got a high school named after him in Columbus, Ohio. Chuck Yeager, the guy that broke the Sound of Speed in 1988, just got him a statue and a monument dedicated to him. But I rode around the city and I drive a TTA bus. And I wonder, when is there going to be at least a plaque named after Mae Jemison, man? You know, she went to the Grammy ghetto gutter street for the south side of Chicago, the Morgan Park High School. She gets no recognition. They don't want to have let us have no hope or no optimism. Because to me, that would be the best thing to encourage not only little black women, but black people, period, is one, to have the option and the hope to know that, damn, this is a sister walked the same streets I did, and she went to the moon. I mean, literally went to the moon. I would want her around me more than I would want Michael Jordan, Oprah Winfrey, or all these so-called people that made it by the norm and the status quo. Because if this world were here, I would want her to tell me to go out and steal a medal and all the stuff we need to get up out of here. You know, and I mean, she's got an asset worth more than money could ever be. Because how many times they even let us get close to the space shuttle, let alone get inside of it and ride it? So that's my whole kick on this whole subject tonight, because she's got to get some recognition as due, you know? And I've been thinking about this for some years because, I mean, why would your own backyard give you no love, man? I don't care where she came from before she got to Chicago, but Chicago were her roots, man. She spent the most innocent and challenging times here that made her who she is. And now we don't get no love and no recognition. It kind of reminds me of, if y'all all remember, if you watch boxing, if you all remember Oliver McCall, he knocked out Lennox Lewis to become the heavyweight world champion of the world. Grew up in Ida B. Wells Projects down there on 35th. You know, he had got caught at 31st Street Beach smoking crack. And they locked him up and took him to jail. And he told the story that, man, after I won the heavyweight world championship of the world in boxing, the biggest belt that ever be, he said that he came back home and there was no celebration, no cake, not even a balloon that was for him. And he felt really abandoned because even though it's success, it was overshadowed by no recognition. You know, and that really hurts a person that did the all to make an example to be better for other people as well. So basically, I don't know, I'm at odds, man. Because myself personally, hey, I give credit when credit due. And if anything, I'm so eager to want to learn and find out how to do what they did so I can make myself better. Because it's a shame being black in inner cities around America, man, that 85% of our life is perpetuating on ignorant anger, ignorance, and violence mostly. So when one person do buck the odds and beat the system, you got to give all praises and give it up to them, man, because they did something that we all can do. It's just that they had focus and they stayed on it and they made it happen. So I give credit to that. Big kudos because, man, I wish I could see, you know, because I'm old, man. I'm a dinosaur. You know, Saturn's almost out of hourglass. But I would love to see that same person walk the streets I did and excel and aspire to be better than I could ever be. Because you know what? I take my hats off to you. That's one thing that, hey, I really like and appreciate. And I think we all should. Because I don't want to remember Dr. May as the last time I seen her on television when she had to slap that Texas Ranger. Because he didn't know who she was and tried to treat her like she was a criminal. And she wound up getting into it on the Texas Highway with a Texas Ranger. I don't want that to be my last memory of her. Because she brought more stuff to the table, man, and enlightened everybody to a point that, hey, you know what? It can be done. You know, like I used to tell my daughter's teachers and principals, when it come down to it, ain't no such word as can't. Because last time I checked Webster, can't ain't nothing but a contraction. It's not a word. So, hey, man, if you really believe and set forth some time in your life and can taste it, can see it, and can feel it, hey, man, go for it. That's a prime example. Or who knows? If I can get some sense enough, not no courage, because I don't have to go to the wizard. But if I can get some sense and time enough, maybe I can go down here and shake up the city council, which supposed to have a new administration now. And maybe I can go down there and talk to the city council and let them know, man, that, hey, you know, we need some recognition for this woman because she gave us all some inspiration. Maybe I could lobby for it. Not to lobby like all other times with the Nella envelope and the money in it, but, you know, I'm doing this lobbying attempt to get her name and some recognition. It would probably be from the GR, the grassroots. So those are the options that we have. I mean, as far as wanting to give, because that's somebody giving something very special that we could never touch. So that don't need to be going done for myself and for everybody else. We took a woman to do it. So I'm just saying, man, we got to start thinking of reaching ourselves and what we want to do, how we want to do it. So, you know, I'm just at odds. That's it. But I know what the demeanor is, the virtue is as well. So, you know, that's the open topic tonight. But what the main concern is of this whole conversation, I don't understand why politicians sit back and let them tell us who that we can dedicate stuff to and who and what time we can do it. And because of them, politicians dictating to us and telling us how to do this stuff. It ain't cool, man, being black. I mean, it's just common sense. Who will weigh more in the conversation and inspiration to our community? Chaz the Rapper or Dr. Mae Jemison? I mean, certain things speak for itself. So, I mean, if you want to give real inspiration, think about this sister. Got a master's degree in engineering, aerospace engineering, and a master's degree in being a doctor. So, you know, she ain't no fly by night in no lightweight. I mean, she got everything. She even danced too, you know. So it's like she really got the package together, and I don't like how our black politicians turn their back on her to associate themselves with rap. Well, I don't knock rap. I liked it when it was politically conscious and everybody was trying to move it in a certain direction of positivity. But at the same time, how do you sit up here with a straight and give a person awards and keys to the city that don't know the difference between a sonnet and a poem, but can't tell you nothing about Dickens or Keats, or prose and poets, or some structure and diagramming as far as that's concerned? I mean, it gets to a point, man, where expectations are so low, not only for society as far as we go, but even for ourselves. And you know what that spawns when you got low expectations for yourself? You even have them for your children, man. So if y'all talking about a red light and a role model and a hero, not no ball bouncer, not Kevin Garnett, not Kevin Durant, not Steph Curry, you know, not the football boy for Kansas City, you know, because I'm so frustrated, I can't even think of his name right now, you know. So not these people, man, not these entertainers, but somebody that really made a contribution, not nobody that made an attribution. And they figure that wealth and success creates all of this thing that makes you above everybody. But I mean a real contribution, and I think Dr. Mae Jemison has done that. But I don't like to be gone overshadowed and not recognized, man. Because we need more real, true positives. Not role models, but heroes, man. This is a national hero, man. And she walked around like, you know, she's just a common old Negro, man. And I don't appreciate that. I'm really frustrated. That's why if my cursing kind of made you mad in the beginning of this show, I apologize. But I don't apologize for the passion that I want everybody to understand. This person, man, it's been a long time in coming, and she needs this. Because that's a shame, man. Your backyard won't recognize you, and that's why she stayed out in Texas now. Stayed in Houston, next to NASA. Because that's like a slap in the face. And you got all these new people on the city board and all this. All you need is love, let love rule, get peace. No, man. Get to where it's at. It shouldn't be nowhere on earth that this woman shouldn't have a street, a monument, or nothing named after her. I'm serious, man. You know, because it's one thing to be politically correct, but you have to give it up. You have to give credit when credit due. It's like I looked at some of the highlight films of Larry Bird. Hey, man, I never know him personally. I don't care who you vote for. But like Moses Malone said, that white boy sure can play, and he can. So you got to give it up. You know what I'm saying? If they can do it for that, why can't we do it for somebody in our backyard? And that's the main topic of tonight's show. Because ain't nowhere on earth, in God's earth, the real earth, that they sit back and don't say nothing and don't do nothing about this, man. Because I feel proud. I don't know, but hey, man, if you walk the same crummy streets on the south side where I grew up at, I don't care how many it takes. As long as you done it, that's a rare hope, man. Not only for children, but for adults as well. Well, hell, you couldn't tell me how to get off the block if I didn't have a car. But for you to go to another galaxy and go to the moon, man, that's something very deep and very special. It shouldn't go undone. That's why I'm not angry. You know, not mad, because dogs get mad. But the main thing that I'm going to say, shame, shame, shame. That's what I'm talking about. There ain't no way on earth it's supposed to happen. You really don't. So, you know, as time goes, we're going to have to really understand ourselves and stop letting people dictate to us to let us know who's acceptable and who get recognition more than others. I thought that was always homegrown. Not no establishment or who the mayor at the time or whatever, and you worried about more lines of what's politically correct. No, what's politically correct, if you really want somebody to look up to somebody, is that, hey, a humble person, that God blessed them with the ability to do what they did, and they can walk around like Denzel Washington in The Equalizer. Don't want no recognition, but as long as you know I've done it, I feel content with that. You know, and I'm quite sure that's how she felt. But it's like a slap in her face for her to stay down in Texas and here in her home backyard ain't nothing there for her, man. Nothing. Nothing. I mean, grab around these streets. She went to the moon in what, in the 90s? So it's going to take you 20, 30 years before you give her a pat on the back? That's a shame, man. That's a shame. I blame every one of our black officials in this whole session in City Hall downtown. But their concerns ain't on nothing constructive and creative. You know, you want to, get a rapper or get Oprah or somebody. They didn't do nothing, man. They didn't make no contribution. They equated their success with attribution. They measured in what they did and what they got, never what they done. So, you know, hey, if the politicians don't hear, maybe it has to take me to go start something and do something. But you know what? I don't have no fear. I don't have to go to the woods and get no courage. You know, it's just a matter of time because, hey, man, that's a shame. That's a shame. You know, if anything, I always felt that a person that got themselves together such as her, you can learn more from than just, you know, concerts and, you know, shooting baskets and stuff that's at that level. You know what I'm saying? Because if somebody inspired her to get that better, we should be thinking about that for ourselves and our children. You know, that's a prime example right there. You know, her success is not adulterated. It's not tainted. It's not toxic. It's not trivial. And I guess that in other terms, that can be a threat to a lot of people. Whatever the situation, may be, still, we got to give it up, man. You know, and hey, for the people that's listening to me and that's on this podcast with me, I appreciate y'all coming, but I really want y'all to think about this because ain't nowhere on earth, man. I don't care who it is. You know, we need to start understanding and start valuing and cherishing our true heroes like we did once upon a time, you know, with some venom and some vigor. Instead of worrying about, well, you know, what's politically correct? What's the trend that's going on now? You know, who we have to talk to? You know, I mean, certain things are a given, and this is one of the givens. So I just want, you know, everybody to understand. That's what I'm talking about because a lot of times when I have this podcast, man, it's to keep me normal. Because I never want to feel like an alien or a dinosaur out here in this world because I probably can't function. So I just want everybody to understand I'm not being controversial. I'm not being trivial. I just want people to recognize and give recognition when it's due. That's all I want to do. So, you know, I just want to thank y'all for the callers just listening. But that's what the topic is tonight. Because, hey, man, why she got to go and stay in Texas? This is her backyard. This is where it all came from. You know, we dropped the ball on her because we didn't make it comfortable enough for her to understand it. We really appreciate the work we've done. Morgan Park High School, man, the Fox House, man, that could be any one of us if we really aspired and put our mind to it. But since the norm is to be vulgar, disrespectful, and, you know, just talk like you really about it, but you're not just to sell records and promote things. You mean that's accepted more than a person that really, really went through all the changes and all the training and all the stuff that it takes to be a real professional astronaut? Come on, man. Come on. Either that or we're just a bunch of limited people because I'm tired of that. It's always somebody that's in entertainment or athletics that got to sue us. Let us think, oh, that's really good. That's really happening. That's what's going on. No, it's not. What's going on is using your mind instead of your mouth or your body. That's what's really going on, if you think about it. Because, hey, that's what she did. She used her mind. I mean, besides the vulgarity. So, you know, that's the thing. You know, I don't know too many people that walk the same streets I did. Wind up doing something like that. I mean, Come on, man. I mean, they come from other states and places like that, but we used to have a reputation here in Chicago, second to none, and she's a prime example. She's second to none, man. Meaning that everything that we done here, we did it at home. You know, just like our charity starts at home, the same thing with this, man. You know, because, hey, I don't know what to tell you. It's just that, hey, I still, I don't care if it's just a flag. Do something for the sister, man, because this sister paid her dues, worked through the waves, and man, she needs some type of recognition, really, because it makes no sense. And, you know, every time you go to your black officials, they're a bunch of hobnobs. They're only going where the wind blows, you know, and that's a shame. Because it should be something more than just, well, what's politically correct? What's on the agenda? No, man, reach out. You know what I'm saying? Really reach out. And make, if you want to make examples for people to follow by and all that, go for the people that don't have recognition or work has been undone or heard of or recognized. That's how you really help the people instead of taking the hypocritic oath, because I'm tired of them. Because you know what this is looking like to me? Because 2 weeks ago, I went to my neighborhood reunion in Brainerd Park. And what I'm tired of is these politicians coming around like carpetbaggers, telling you what you want to hear. But once they get on that wagon with Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson singing say, like you a fool and been duped. Who's fooling who, man? Really, who's fooling who? I don't dig it. I really don't. So, to all the listeners, if you find it in your consciousness and understand that, hey, it's more than just me just talking, man. You know, a lot of stuff needs to be recognized and done something about it. Because if not, you know, these politicians believe they lie so much. They like when General Goebbels told Hitler, if you tell a lie big enough, people start believing. I'm tired of them coming off with that like that. They really think that they got us nipped and jiffed. Look at how they behave. Because I always remember, behavior is without judgment. Why should a nobody like me have to bring that to their attention? It's almost been 30 years before this has been recognized. This has been bothering me for some years, man. I've been waiting to see it happen, but, hey, it's like, hey, that's all right. That's all right. You know, which it's not. It's not, man. Because you would rather for my child to aspire to be a vulgar, ignorant rapper that don't know nothing like them, with no disrespect to Oblon, because I've traveled through Oblon. But, I mean, I don't understand why do anger, violence, and all this stuff that we live every day have to be rewarded through politicians and everybody that we pay to work for us. Why can't we give recognition if you just even just growing flowers? I don't care. Why can't we recognize that beyond just tearing up, killing, shooting, and murdering people? Is that our norm now? Because if so, man, when God come back, he ain't going to take animals this time. He only going to take the true people in our race to make it better. You know, because I hate this dynamic. It's like they reversed it. And I'm going to ask you all, like Lionel asked Archie Bunker, let me get this right. It's good to be filthy, vulgar, and nasty, and you get rewarded for it. But when you make time, take a commitment, have dedication or something, you walk away with no recognition or nothing or acknowledge for nothing that you do. Because if that's the case then, man, we better head for the hills. Because I don't want to be in a world like that. I don't know. Maybe y'all might want to, but I don't want to be in a world like that. Because I think there's always some more, especially for us. Because we've been trying, and at the same time we've been trying, you know, a lot of times recognition don't go on, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, certain things like the truth, like the heavyweight world champion, is undisputable. So in order for that to be right, certain times you don't have to say nothing, you don't have to do things to get recognition, it will speak for itself. But this situation here, I can't do it. I swear I can't without something being said, man. You know, so like I said, maybe I have to go to the city council myself personally which I probably won't get no recognition because I'm by myself. You know, if I went down there with a bunch of hooping and hollering people that's fighting school board or something like that, then maybe I'll get recognized, but I don't care. It's worth a shot. Because at the same level, I want to make sure that, hey, when I drive through the city again, whether I'm on this bus or whether I'm in my vehicle, I want to see something with that lady's name on there. Because you know what? I'm 58 years old. I ain't where I want to be. I ain't do the things that I want to do. But at the same time, every time that her name pops up, I always think, I say, man, like Jackie Gleason said in the Honeymoons, oh, you gonna go to the moon. She's been though. So you know what? You can never over-trump that. So that's why I'm so motivated and inspired about it, because it's almost 30 years. Ain't nobody gave this woman no recognition at all. Oh, she had a few little dances back in the old high school, stuff like that. That ain't good, man. That's not good at all. And I blame all these black hobnob, cankerhead politicians for letting it go that far. Thing is this. Hey, I ain't got too much shot and time left, but this is one of the things that I'd be inspired to do. Because, you know, a person like that left a positive, beautiful impact on me. Because in spite of what things are and what's said and what's told, you know, she has the motivation to keep it going, and I respect and I honor that. So the thing is that, hey, you know, we got to start reaching up to more to see that all our heroes and all our role models is right in front of us. We don't need everybody having commercials and, you know, hype and hoopla, because it's all about sophistry for them. But deep down inside our heart of hearts, we know where the real heroes lie. But just don't be too proud or too big not to give them recognition. That's all I'm saying. You know, because I blame our politicians, especially black politicians, because they too caught up in any way the wind blowing. And that ain't it. That ain't it at all. You know, I mean, I don't know. I'm not trying to be so critical. But is it because she is a black female that got her stuff together that she's more intimidating and threatening to these people? Because if you start giving her praises, she can get any political office that she wants. She's a former astronaut. She's a hero. Is that why they're doing it? I don't know. But at the same time, it would be at ease if she did want to run or do anything she wants. She decided the door is open for her. She can do anything she wants. You know, and that's why they're downplaying her, because she's more of a threat than an asset. So you'd rather give a cankerhead nothing fool from the streets that spews out violence, anger, disrespect to women and all this stuff, recognition before you would do her? Okay, now I'm looking at it with the glass half empty. So now I can understand and realize why they won't give them recognition, because it's too threatening. They're scared because they won't have a job tomorrow. But you know what? That don't give them a free ghetto pass, though, because that pose would be homegrown, man, especially in Chicago, the most segregated, still racist city in the world. You know, they can always feed you with all you need is love, let love rule, we care about this, no, you don't. Stop lying, man. You know, and that's why I'm critical of them. You know, so I'm finna try to put somebody on the air. So if y'all listening, man, I'm going to probably punch a number, and I'm going to want you to be on the air so you can give me a response. So let's see how this goes. So let me press on my first caller. Press you in so we can go live. Let's see. Hold on. Hello, hello, oh. Caller.
Hey.
Yes.
Oh,
are you here?
This is Kip.
What's happening?
Hey. Same old man. How you feeling?
What's going on? I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing good. So let's do your topic. Mae Jemison is definitely worth recognition. Exactly what you're saying. And I don't know how you can possibly get it unless she's on television or has a movie or something. Like you say, grassroots.
That's how it's going to have to go, Stan.
Because like I said, I don't have a Nella envelope with cash in it like the regular lobbyists do. You know, I'm doing this from the heart and soul,
though.
Man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, the last memory I don't want to have of that sister is when she slapped that state trooper in Texas. I need her to go out better than that. You know what I'm saying? Because she's done more than any of these stupid rappers, like I said, that don't know the difference between a sonnet and a poem, or Keats or Dickens, or prose and poets. You know what I'm saying? For real, man.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Because
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm tired of these hobnob politicians up in your face like a bunch of vipers. They only want you when they want some parasitic.
Yeah.
You know, that's too much, man. That's too much for the man, bro. So, you know,
but you gotta to push the politicians in a way that's vital for your community. So the question is, how do you do that? With numbers, with people. Give enough numbers. It was like, oh, so people care about this. I think I'll do it for their own good. I mean, you know, for what's going to help them. But maybe you find one that cares about it, right? That has, okay.
Right.
I'll just be an optimist. You're right. You got to do it yourself. You got to go hard. You got to go hard with these people, man. You want something done in Chicago?
Yeah.
I'll figure it is. I don't know. I never tried it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, you know what? It'll start from home first.
Uh-huh.
But Stan, thanks. I'm going to get to another caller, man. And thank you for calling in.
Okay, sounds great. All right, Skip. Deuces.
All right, I'll talk to you in a minute.
All right, listen. All right.
Okay. All right. Okay, that was a friend of mine, Stan. He's very insightful and he's very educated. I'm glad he called. So we're going to try caller two. Caller two, here we go.
Hey, Skip, what's up, man? This Brian.
What's going on, Brian? What's happening?
Same old game, man. I walked in two minutes late on the rant. I caught it, and I excellent.
Yeah, man.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something, Skip. I agree wholeheartedly with what you say. And the crazy thing is, whenever Faye Jemison turns up in the news, the sad thing is that I say, wow, Faye Jemison is still alive?
Yeah.
And that's not right in itself.
Not right in itself.
No.
We should celebrate her achievement and what you say is very valid. You know what? I'll say this real quick. After the Civil War, during Reconstruction, all those little daughters of the Confederacy and all that stuff, they got together, put their money together, and they got them Lee statues erected and all that good stuff, man. And Maybe that's what you need to try to do, man. Get some going, and she deserves something.
Yeah.
It would seem like with this new science that we have now towards STEM, somebody would have said, "Hey, let's name a school." You know, because now they name schools after living people. You know what I'm saying? So
that shouldn't be an obstacle
anymore.
John Green, Columbus, Ohio, man. Old boy that used to play for Ohio State that got caught in the neck brace went to John Glenn High School. He used to play basketball for him.
Uh-huh.
You know? So, like I said, Brian, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. So, hey, Brian, I got another caller, man. I want y'all to tune in and let me see how y'all feel. So, I don't mean to cut you short, and I appreciate you calling, bro.
Brother, hey, keep the work up. Have a good evening.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. All right, we're finna go to the next caller because I got a few minutes, but we're trying to get y'all in because I finally learned how to work. So I'll be later. So, hey, just roll with me. All right. Next caller. Hello. Hello? Speaking to the mic. Hello? 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 Oh, okay. Well, Musk can't get you. We'll try to get you next time. Let's go to the next caller. Hello, hello? Hello? We're speaking live. Hello? 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 Who is this? Hello?
This is Stan.
Speak up.
You call me out. I'm sorry. This is Stan.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, no, I got one more caller. So,
okay, go ahead.
All right, Stan. Okay.
Who's this?
This you again, 354? Hello?
Hello? This is Stan.
Okay. You can hang up, Stan. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye. Hello? Ed?
Hey, Skip. Yeah.
What's going on, man? How you feel? I'm all right. I'm just trying to bang the drum.
Skip.
Hi, Skip. Yeah. This is Eric. I'm saying hi to you. How are you?
All right, Ms. Gibson. How you doing?
I'm doing fine to be an old lady.
That's all right. If you still laugh at cartoons, you ain't never old. I still look at them and laugh at them, too. So, yeah.
All right, Mama.
So, yeah.
You take care of yourself, Skip.
Yeah. You, too. Good hearing from you, Ms. Gibson.
Good to hear from you.
Okay, you too.
Okay,
so what's
to you
going
later.
On, man? What's going
Nothing,
on?
Nothing, man. The topic tonight is, huh?
Yeah, what's the topic?
Topic is why first female black astronaut that went to Morgan Park High School on the gritty South Side don't even have a street, a monument, or even nothing to give her recognition. And that was 30 years ago, Dr. Mae Jemison. Huh?
And her name, Jemison?
Yeah, Dr. May. Yeah, man.
Park or something?
Huh? She went to Morgan Park. Yeah.
Right. They don't have nothing for her. Okay, Mom. Okay.
Love you too.
Okay. Yeah, you right, Skip, but you know why. We all know why.
She's a threat.
There's no money in anything. They don't. They're give us credit for anything, you know?
No, she's a threat.
But we
she's
know it, you know?
Right. But you'd rather give it to an ignorant rapper that can't even write words down. He's just spewing garbage off his head, right?
Yeah.
Well, is that normal? Is that simple? Well, is that normal and that simple, man? You can. You can be and I ain't gonna say this. I'm not gonna be facetious, but you can be a so-called good producer, but the only thing you produce is sampling music. Mm-hmm. So they gonna give you a key to the city name a day after you. Puffy, P. Diddy.
Yep.
Right.
Right.
Nothing is competitive to the imagination. Always for face value. And a little shock value, but nothing concrete that you got in your gloves.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? You know, this sister got it together. She got two master's degrees, one in aeronautical engineering and one in medicine.
Okay.
The resume is complete.
Yeah.
You know, and when they behave like that, I figure that all these stupid black hobnob politicians in Illinois and in Chicago are scared of them. Because, you know, most national heroes wind up becoming great politicians. That's why they don't want to do it. It dawned on me.
Yeah.
I forgot. If she announced her campaign tomorrow, she'd be to have all of their butt out of office. That's what they scared of. So I asked the wrong question,
right.
That's all. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm so fruitful,
yep.
So happy for them to just give it to people that, because this is the norm. This is what they like to hear. No, this ain't what I like to hear, because I'm going to tell you something, bro. If that fool Trump get back in and he press that button, I'm flying down to Houston. I'm kidnapping Mae Jemison, and she going to tell me all the steel and the stuff I need to make this show so I can get out of here with her. I'm not playing, man.
I'm going. Yeah, they think they can. Well, you know that one spaceship, was it the Columbia?
Yeah.
I think it taught all them. You think you can get away? That one that blew up.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
the Challenger.
Yeah. I remember Challenger. Yeah.
They think they can get away. Because they got a few dollars, you know?
Yeah, I know.
But, yeah,
I know, but
that was that was pretty awesome, you know, that she was the first black female to go into space, you know? That was a great
accomplishment. Yeah, but the killing part about it is that she's so closely associated with us. She walked the same crummy streets we did. You know what I'm saying? And if she don't give nothing else but hope and optimism, let that be it. Don't let it be because you hit a good jump shot. You know what I'm saying? And I'm tired of these people always letting other people, these people always dictate to us that who we should name our heroes and who our role models are. What do you have to do with our culture and our society? And we go along with it like a bunch of hobnobs. Yeah, you right. Showtime. No, man. Time out for that. You know, we got to take the reins because I'm going to tell you something. I don't need to go to the wizard and get no courage, bro. I really don't. All the stuff
well,
I'm going
you know,
through.
They never gave, you know, African Americans or black or whatever people want to call us, you know. I call us Hebrews, but they never gave us credit for anything. You know, most people don't even realize that the shampoos they use and soap and, you know, me being a train operator for 27 years, you know, Garrett Morgan, he invented the switches for the tracks, you know. You even talk about cap planes, Skip. We know the Wright brothers probably owned whoever really made an airplane. Who's going to be sitting there thinking about how can I fly away and get out of here, you know? How can I make a railroad switch so I ain't got to stand there and throw it all day long? You know what I'm saying?
Well, what about the filament for the light bulb that Edison stole from?
Exactly. You know, the telephone.
Right.
Everything.
The gun tanks on the tank. We know that, but you know something though, man? For these hobnob black politicians, bro, I feel like this, man. Why don't you put doing what's right that you took that oath about and let that happen so people can really aspire and concentrate on doing right and having better instead of doing the norm, man? Because I blame them. Can't nobody influence us unless we let them. Seriously. Because I don't like Puffy and Kanye West and all of them. Man, give me some more people, like you say, Garrett A. Morgan, the girl, Madam Walker, people like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the
you
first,
know what I'm saying?
First female millionaire. Not first black female millionaire, first female millionaire, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Madam Seagate, the stuff she made in the house, you know what I'm saying? Give her something like that.
Yeah.
It can be you, you know what I'm saying? Not because, I made the cut, I've made the pros, and I'm good now, and I can insulate myself with my attribution, not my contribution. Because you ain't dribble no basketball no more than the other kids did before you. Where's the real contribution at? That's all I'm saying, bro. Where's the real contribution where it can always outstand? Because remember, you know, deception and lies fall, but the truth stand like the heavyweight world champion. It's undisputable, man. You know, that's for real. So, you know, that's why I take it. I'm really motivated by this topic tonight because, man, I'm tired of driving around the city, man. Ain't nothing named after her, man. Straight up. You know, Big Morgan Park High School next to the police station. Y'all can't, public school system can't throw up a monument of her, man? Come on, man. Come on. That ain't cool, bro. That ain't cool at all. You know? That's for real, man.
Yeah, but she probably don't even want one. You know?
Well, whether she want one or not, I take a statue of her.
Name a school after her or something, you know? Can name Monterey Jemison, you know,
right.
Avenue or something.
I'll take a statue of that over Jordan any day. Any day.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's
you know
what they want to raise the athletes. They want us to follow in the footsteps because they know it's one in a million trying to make that, you know. But to use your mind and to be intelligent and be able to do things that's going to benefit the world, they don't want to recognize that in us, you know, because they don't want the kids growing up and like you say, or Jefferson becoming a politician and taking their position. But they don't want the kids growing up knowing that they could make a difference in this world, you know, particularly America, this country. You know what I'm saying? They don't want us to feel like that. They want us to all be at the bottom, you know?
Well, I know.
And
so,
people
I'm actually, I'm actually like Lionel asked Archie Bunker. So let me get this right, Mr. Bunker. You don't want us to aspire to get better. You want us to stay limited so we have limited expectations for ourselves and our children? Is that the move now? Is that it? Because if that is, man, you know what? Hey, man, just shoot me in my head right now. Because that's phony hope and optimism. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, if that's what they're doing, that's good for them. But I know what lies with me and a lot of other people. They're just consciousness that's too scared for them to say it. You know, so that's basically it. Yeah. So, Eric, let me go. I'm going to got one more caller, man. And thanks for calling in, bro.
Okay, Skip. Keep up the good
work. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Man.
I'll talk to you later. Okay.
All right. Later.
Caller.
Hello. Yeah, I don't know. A couple of weeks ago or whatever. I mean,
over
a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you said over a month ago, huh?
Yeah, but he was having problems the first couple of weeks. And then he got it straight.
Okay, so he's kind of got it dialed in.
A week ago.
Yeah. It takes a while to get a podcast.
Hello, caller.
I like that
calling
base.
Caller.
So does he run
out? Yeah, are you still on with me?
Yeah, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
You just turn off.
Every time, yeah. You got to switch it over, I guess.
Cut it off. Okay, just cut it off. Hello.
Okay.
All right. Hello. Hello, caller. Oh, well. So, hello. One more call. Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Good evening. How are you? Good evening.
All right, how you doing?
All right. Interesting conversation here. You know, I'm hearing, and a friend once said, you know, if we're whining, what are the babies going to do? And you know, in these conversations, and especially surrounding conversations regarding Chicago, we're constantly talking about what happened. We need to become proactive. We need to start looking at how to develop change. We've already seen the failures. We already know the addresses of those people that aren't in the process of trying to actually help us. But if we keep bouncing the same ball and making the same shots and not – you can't throw a basketball – you can't throw a basketball and expect a quarterback to catch it. Not on the, okay. not on a football field. And that's what we're doing. We're putting our best efforts into failures. We have enough failures. We have failed from municipal government all the way up to the US Senate.
Okay.
We have Democrats. And when it comes down to it, if we got away from the two-party system, and right now, I mean, you know, and I'm not an ex-felon, but I realize that there are enough ex-felons in the United States that if they get together in a platform, they could develop a third party that would shut down both of the two parties that are in power now.
Okay, let me make a comment, because that's the topic for another show, and thank you. Here's the thing. Why do we have to still be beholden to their system? You know, this time in this election, as far as after Trump, I see the Chinese don't have no representation. I might see a couple of wires. But you know what? I see the whole Jewish community. They might send somebody there, but that's just because he couldn't succeed in nothing else like your ex-mayor, Rahm Emanuel. That's the only reason why they get a life in politics, because, hey, they figure that that's the only thing that's good for them. But when I see these certain underground organizations that's in their community, we got to always be beholden to them, especially in Chicago, the most segregated racist city in America still. And I can remember as far as back that the only time that we really had representation was only 74 years ago, as far as the city council. And we had Wilson Foster and Allen Street, and they got indicted by the Fed. And now, after being in a system in a society that never cared about you all these years, you think it's a new day? I live in California. I never dreamed it. So the thing is like I said earlier in my comment about my whole radio show, you know, if we're going to lobby and do something for this woman, because she deserves it, we got to do it by the grassroots. We can't confide in hobnob politicians that blow any way the wind blow, this carpetbagging, especially being black. You know, so that's what I'm relying on, in the faith of your consciousness and in your heart. You know, because I done lived the thing. I done it damn near basically all. I drive a bus and I'm 58 years old. I grew up on the crummy streets of the South Side. And I had too much connection with these people. And everything is about I'm paid. But there's one thing. You took an oath to help and to give recognition. Now, if you fall short of that, that's on you. But at the same time, in my eyes, from struggling my whole life, if a person ain't got room to make a contribution, I really don't want to hear what they got to say. Because, you know, as a black race, we always equate success to our attributions instead of what did we do. Did we reinvent the wheel? Did we find a cure for cancer? No, we shot a ball. Or we like Oprah Winfrey, played off of people's despair, and became successful and opened up the doors for you and kissed the ground you walk on. No, man, let's do it from the old world, not the old school. Let it be proof and truth in what you've done, not what you say. That's all I'm saying, brother. I don't mean no harm.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, do you realize the power of taking an oath? The power of taking an oath, but do you realize the power of taking an oath? When you swear or affirm, you are taking an oath. Taking that oath, in swearing or affirming that you will do, the one thing that is not a part of that ceremony, and that is your mental status. Do you realize that there are people out here that are addicted, that are basically on psychotropic medications, that are drug addicts,
But that's no excuse.
And when it comes down to
they can swear on a stack of Bibles
that they're going to do the right thing if you give them $100.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. They can get a ghetto pass because they're not them. But it's the people that's narcissistic like Trump and other people like R. Kelly. They know what they're doing wrong and don't have a conscience about it.
Why are we giving Danny Davis, Dick, why are we giving Danny Davis, Dick Durbin, Tony Pretwinkle, why are we giving those people? I remember back, I'll tell you, I was one of those people back when Lori Lightfoot was trying to get the confirmation for Allison Arwady, the commissioner of health. I was one of the people. Matter of fact, on the day that they voted her in, I had been sitting almost 3 hours right next to her, testifying why she shouldn't have been the commissioner of health. But
well,
at the time,
see, here's
it was
the thing.
Because of, okay.
Well, here's the thing, bro. You know.
Yeah.
I love listening to music, right? And, you know, I might have missed the Beatles and Bob Dylan, but I was around for the Jackson 5 and Stevie Wonder. But in Bob Dylan's quote, you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. And that goes with all these crooked, hobnob, jack-led black politicians. I'm tired of them.
Bad preachers and
because
police.
You know what? Huh?
Did we agree with the preachers and police?
Do I agree with the preacher that what?
I said, can we? Okay, you said politicians. I said, can we throw in the preachers and the police?
Please, come on now, come on. That's what I'm saying. Being in the most segregated city in the world, is still racist, covertly, not overtly like they used to be. Come on, man. Let me tell you something.
Well, you know,
it's only two. It's only two types of change. That's evolution and revolution. And if the way we're going here in this submissive city being black people, hey, man, it's going to be evolution before any of this stuff changes with them because they're going to keep the norm. I always remember, the ink is black and the page is white. We can get enough ink, but we're going to keep these pages. And that's how it's been since they assassinated Harold Washington. Do you understand that?
I understand.
So,
I'll tell you the one thing that I fear in revolution, and that is I fear being the Harriet Tubman, because I would be the one carrying a pistol and I wouldn't have enough bullets to shoot those that are willing to backstab the revolution. Because a lot of us will stand in line and holler revolution and be the first one to go finger pointing and have me stuck in jail.
Of course.
Have me under
jail. Of course,
bro. We have to pull up.
Bro, let me tell you something, man. That happened in a situation in high school. When I'm telling them, it's more us than them. If we all go out here together, they can jump on us. And when they closed that door, it was me, my buddy, and three chicks fighting for our life. But see, that's what I'm saying. The thing is this, you know, because I ain't got too many minutes left, and I appreciate you calling. That'll be the next topic next week. I need Mae Jemison to get some recognition, and at the same time, we need to start telling everybody to do like Willie Shakespeare said, being black. You better look in that mirror and be true to yourself, because this is all we got now. You know, and if we mess around, we're going to still be oppressed. And don't cry about it, though, because you chose that. You know, a lot of us got to go to the wizard, a lot of black people, and get two things. That's a heart and some courage. And we don't need a land and a kingdom. So, I thank you for calling.
I appreciate it.
Keep calling back.
Okay, let me throw this in, and I'm finished. Our biggest thing, we need to stop accepting the crumbs and start looking for the cake, the whole cake.
Right.
Not just the portions.
And stop
this. Not just the crumbs. We need the whole cake.
I know. And stop kissing the ring finger. That's it.
There you go.
So,
I love you.
All right. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate you calling in. Keep calling. I like your hair. So we need to talk.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, have a good one.
Same here.
Okay, bye-bye.